What's good? It's your girl, Chata Like Money, back with another episode of Don't Hit Snooze, the podcast where we empower single moms and women on the come up to step into their power, wake up to their potential, their purpose, and their true identity in Christ. And today is a quick win for me because I really didn't think that I was going to be able to do 2 episodes per week. So just the sheer ability to do this shows me the power of God, because last week was even a struggle for me related to not just recording or editing, but I had done all of that and the doggone video would not download from the platform that I was using, the software that I was using. A very simple software, iMovie. Do I know how to use other tools? Absolutely. But based on what I have access to, aka free tools, I'm just leaning into that. And for it to be as simple a platform as it is, for it to not download felt like a major defeat for me, because I had gone through all the trouble of recording and editing and all those things just for it to get to something like that. It's not downloading. I had to walk away. I was about to get frustrated. It was the top of the morning and I really wanted to release the episode at the top of the morning. But I say, you know what? It's not that big a deal. It's cool. Whatever time it goes up, it's going to go up. And even if it can't go up, maybe I can leave it for next Friday, because all I was saying in there was related to me releasing it on Friday, but it wasn't like a specific time that I gave it in the video or anything. There were no time constraints within the video outside of it being on Friday, because I mentioned in the video a few times that it was going to be released on Friday, but like just release it on a different Friday. So once I got settled with that, I said, okay, God, I still need a second, because I'm feeling like, why? What's the point? Yet again, here we are. I'm doing all of this stuff for what? So I got in my car and I just started driving and I was praying and worshiping in the car and just having a moment. And I said, God, I need you. And I need you to make this work. If you want me to upload this episode, I need the doggone episode to download, please and thank. Make a way out of no way. I'm shunning on all kind of stuff too. Like, you know, Satan, you cannot have this podcast. Prince of the air, I rebuke you. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Listen, I did what I could and the rest I gave to God. By the time I came back, that episode was downloaded to my computer after all this trouble that I went through. And I was able to release it later on that evening. It is what it is. Tonight, I have to go get my baby real quick. That was a given. But I was waiting for the phone call. I thought that I was going to be able to just get through some of the things that I was trying to get through before I needed to go get her. But I was waiting for the phone call from my mom to go get her. And in that, she said that she needed this jacket. She saw me wearing it yesterday and decided that she wants it back. Even though she has not asked about it, hasn't even thought about it. But the whole fact of the matter is, she saw it and she wants it back now. So, for me, and honestly, she's calling right now. I'm going to figure that out in a second. But I said all that to say, sometimes things are not going to go as planned. You have to take the quick wins. Sometimes there will be a lot of quick wins and almost zero to none of the big wins for you in a season, and you have to be okay with it. Or they're few and far between. You have to be okay with it. Take the quick wins. It's okay. I know it feels like a lot going on and it's hard to put one foot in front of the other, or as you're putting one foot in front of the other, you're getting knocked 10 steps back. As long as you continue to move forward, there's no way you're going to go back to where you came from. And I can put that on anything. I won't, because I don't know your situation, but I can almost guarantee you've come a long way from where you were. If you're watching this video, you're not where you used to be. If you're seeing this right now, you know that you have grown internally, even externally. For me, I mentioned a couple episodes back that the space that I was in before I got pregnant, my home was like the size of my current bathroom. My external environment has grown. Internally, I know that I have grown. I used to be the type, I literally was the girl who would get out of her car on the expressway. How dangerous. How stupid. I got out of my car one time on the expressway because somebody ran into the back of me. Now, granted, that's a terrible situation. But the way I got out that car ready to fight that man in the middle of the expressway, cars going 60, 70, 80 miles per hour around us, to say what, to do what. That's growth. To be in the space that I'm in now. I'll take the quick wins. I'll take the small wins any day. Of course, I want my Super Bowl moment, my Olympic gold medal moment. But the fact that I even have a car to go pick my baby up in, the fact that I have people around me to be able to keep her when I do want to do things like record this podcast or do my hobby that I didn't tell y'all about last time, which I told y'all I was going to tell y'all, so I'm going to tell y'all this time. I picked up a new hobby, and the new hobby is skating, roller skating, and she's cute. She's a cute hobby. It's hard. Not gonna hold you. That thing hurt my knees. It hurt my back a little bit. And kind of sort of my ankles, but my knees, y'all. You gotta bend your knees. And I'm gonna get it. And even if I don't become super elegant with it, the way that I see these videos of the girlies and even the dudes, but I mostly watch the girlies because, you know, they're so cute and graceful. Even if I don't get to that place, even if I don't get to that point, it's fine because I'm doing something that I like. I genuinely have been studying roller skating for so long now. To finally be able to do it myself and learn it and get in a space where I make time to learn it is so dope to me. That's a win. To be able to drop my baby off and go and do something for myself, that's a win. Even if I have to rush out of here now after recording this to take this jacket back and whatever else might come with me ignoring this phone call, which I'm not purposely ignoring it. I'm just doing something else. But I said all that to say, how are you becoming her and how are you allowing the small things, the small wins to build up to that? As opposed to waiting for these big moments to happen. They're going to happen, but in order for the big moments to even happen, there has to be smaller moments. Because that's just the way life is. Nothing is handed to you. Nobody is coming to save you. I mean, Jesus, but he already did that. Like, he coming back, but like, that's it. He already did that. So there's nobody else but you. You have to walk this walk. You have to do this. You have to live this life. So as much as you want to crawl up under the covers and hide from it, because I know what that's like, especially when you are, you know, PMSing and the world just feels like it's attacking you. I get it. And if that's you right now, girl, cry it out. Go take a walk. Either a holy girl walk, prayer walk, whatever you want to call it. Do something to take your mind away from the issue at hand if you can. If you can't take your kid somewhere to have a breather, stay up tonight. And I'm going to encourage you to do it. I bought this box of, I don't know what it's called, but it's called The New Era of Me. And let me see. Ooh, y'all hear that? Y'all hear the little bone cracking? It's some inspirational cards. Almost like affirmation cards or, you know, scripture cards. But it has actual activities on it. And on the back, there's space for gratitude. So essentially, every time that you pull a card, you should be talking or sharing, writing down what you're grateful for. And even if you wanted to do this in video format, you can absolutely do this in video format. And I say that because sometimes it's hard to do journaling and those types of things, especially when you're going nonstop as a mom. So whether you write it down on a piece of paper or record yourself talking, here's what the weekend prompt is. And every day of the week and then weekends, there's different things to do. So there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Actually, I think it starts with Sunday. I think that's why I bought it. I like things that start with Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then wholesome weekends. And each thing has its own theme, or each day rather has its own theme. And so it aligns with the first letter of the day of the week. And so for weekends, it's wholesome weekends. And this prompt says body scan. Check in with how your body feels during the day. When you feel good, note what helps you feel comfortable. If you start feeling stressed or off balance, think about the cause. Use this insight to add calming activities like deep breathing or mindfulness to stay peaceful. I like to do some deep breathing. It's also called star breathing, what I do. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 slowly out, and do that for the entire star. So and do that for as many times as you need to. And grab a scripture. Stand on that scripture. Get a worship song. Sit beside that worship song. And honestly, if you have something like that already and it's no longer effective for you, you need to get something new. So if you've been sitting on this one scripture card and you're like, okay, I'm not in that space anymore though, be honest with yourself. You needed it for a time, and now you need a new one. If there was a worship song that was getting you through, but now you're trying to force yourself to tear up, move on to another song. Deep breathing exercises. If they're not working for you anymore, try something else. And make sure you keep track of the things that work. Because when it works, that's a win. Keep track of your small wins. Keep track of your quick wins. And for me today, this is a quick win. I'm getting this podcast in and I'm about to bounce, go get my baby in. That's going to be that. And when I'm ready to edit, it's going to get edited and it's going to go out. And when it goes out, it's going to be the final day of February. Tomorrow, March 1st, when you're listening to this, or if you are listening to it later, doesn't matter. March 1st is the actual for real new year. Our little calendar that they play around in our face week. That's a whole nother story for another day. Remember parking lot? Yeah. We're going to parking lot that. But March 1st, what are you going to do for yourself? What are you going to stick to for this part of your journey, for this season of your life, for this phase of becoming you? And how are you planning to keep track of your small wins? Make sure you have a wholesome weekend, March 1st. And I will talk to you in the next one. I love you with the love of Jesus, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And I cannot wait to talk to y'all again soon. Love y'all. Oh. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're walking away feeling empowered, encouraged, and ready to level up, even if it's just one small step at a time, because that's what counts. 1% greater every day. And remember, this journey is about doing it for God, for your legacy, and for you. And we're in this together. So whether you're a mom in the thick of it or a woman on the come up, just know that you've got community here. Don't hit snooze on your greatness. Don't hit snooze on you. And definitely don't hit snooze on God. Let's keep pushing, keep praying, keep growing. And I'll see you in the next one. Fly.